a guten. I'd like to talk this week on a sugya that's long fascinating me, different aspects of it, and that is the sugya of the Mekayshish Eitzin. At the end of the parsha, Torah says that he was Mekayshish Eitzin and he was Chayiv Misa, and they didn't know what Misa to give him. Then the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, and they gave him tequila. Tosis in Bava Basra Guf Yates, the Gemara discusses this, that Yedei ha'yemesh Rabbeinu shamekreshesh remisesh nemer mechalel mos yumos and shmois. It says mechalel mos yumos. Avol ha'yedei ma be'ezim misa hu yomos. You didn't know which misa it was be. Tosis asked the kasha. In temer loma ha'yem mistapik. Why did Mesh Rabbeinu have a suffix? Ha'yle l'doinei bechenek. He should give him chenek. The whole misa, we're b'teres tam, is chenek, because we have a cloud, and any misa that it says in the Torah, without explaining which misa it is, it means chenek. So the Biskrov asks, by Sarachian and Emerson, the Maral already asks the same thing in the Gurari and says the kasha is like kasha midi. Because they say that the klal of ko misa murbatam stam chenek only applies after the whole Torah is given. But until the whole Torah is given, right, and there were prophets that weren't given clearly, like this, so you don't apply the klal. So why should I use the klal ko misa murbatam stam chenek? It's after the Torah spoke every din possible. Tilani call Yisrael and the whole Torah Shabbat, all the Ikkardim were given over. So then you can't say, well, what does Chalam Yisimus mean? Because we have that cloud. But if the Abish hasn't finished speaking yet, who says you employ the cloud? And therefore, Moral says, Slikasha Midi. I wanted to stay in Svara. Some people feel that it's incorrect, but I think it's something worth examining, is that if Moshe Rabbeinu was already told the klal of kol misa murbatar astam chenek, which is Tosis's assumption, and no one's arguing that assumption, and Moshe was told mechavel mos yumos, even if la'achar maisa, at the end of the Torah, Chil Shabbos will be nidan with skila, but perhaps Tosis is asking, perhaps then Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have asked the question and should have just said, "Well, based on what I know now, I know there's a klal of kol misa murbatar stam chenek." Tosis assumes that that was known. I also know that it's hamchalal mos yumos. So if it means something else and here it doesn't apply, once this cloud was given to me, so at this stage, it's like the same Geter Pesach Mitzrayim, a different dinim. At this stage, that's what Mechalel Mos Yumos means. If later on it means something else, then not. That's what Tosis is thinking is Lanias Daiti. Okay. And for Tosis, but according to Tosis' Kasha now, that we should say Mechalel Mos Yumos is Chenek, why don't we make sure we have a suffix, Zot Tosis? The misvara ha'ila lodin shin loin near leshanidin miskila. Kreb avidizara. B'chol duchti. Amr daimer shabbos avidizara. Dhan b'chal shabbos for a hesi. Leb avidizara. So, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had a suffix is because Enochinami, he's still going to apply the rule of Kumisim Werbetar Samus Chenech. But he also has a rule that Machal Shabbos v'Hesia is v'Skila. So now he didn't know. Does Machal Moshimus mean Skila, or does it mean Komis HaMetzurah v'Sarah Stam Chenek? That's Tosfos's Suffolk. So, Shveger in the Gilyan HaShas, and this same Gemara is brought in Sanhedrin. And over there, and I guess Shveger is a kasha, that if that was Moshe Rabbeinu's suffix, and the Eberster answered, we're going Moshe Bavanim, so how do I know now, Alibi the Emes, that a Machal Shabbos Betzina is also Chayiv Skila? The halacha is Chol Shabbos Betzina is Chayiv Skila, Chol Shabbos Rehesh is Chayiv Skila. That's the din. But if the Eberster was Peshit, Moshe Rabbeinu Shaila, do I say Chenek, because Kol Misim Rebbe Teresam Chenek, or do I say Skila, because Chol Shabbos Rehesh is Skila? Now that the Eberster agreed, said that I meant Skila, so maybe you only mean Skila, but for Hesia. So how do we know Aliba de Emes that Betzina of Chil Shabbos also gets Skila? As a factor creator. Many people have said to you some of this. There's one particular teret from the Netziv, which he talks about in the Emek HaNetziv and also over here in Chumash, which I think is a rarity where one can say, that it's mamish a gewaldig geschmacke teretz on a Kivegis kasha, which is not so easy to come up with. But to me, it's a gewaldig teretz. Zogt in Tziv, when the Eibusher said as response to this, Ayim Hashem Moshe, Moshe Masa Ish, Ugoi Moshe Ko Abonim, Babonim Ko Ha'eda, Mechus Namachana. That was the Eibusher's response. Zogt in Tziv, the Rabbi Nimchai says, there's extra words here. The Pasuk says, what do you have to tell me Maisyumas Ish for? You already told me Mechalel Maisyumas. So all the Tereshit said, what do you have to say Maisyumas Ish? That's a given. Zokta Avinu B'chai, when it says Maisyumas Ish, what the Torah is saying is that when I told you before in Parshas Kisisa, Chalam Meisyumas, you know what those words meant? Regaim Oisai Ba'avanim. That's a Pshat Neposik. If it was just Sevi Yemesha Mamayisha, Regaim Oisai Ba'avanim, then if you make a rabbi good kasha. In this case, because if I asked you, give him Skila, we wouldn't know what the din is by but the Abish said, I'll tell you now what I meant of what the words Mechalal Moshimus meant. You know what they mean? They mean Skila. Now, that pasuk is not talking about Ephraesia. That pasuk is saying Mechal Shabbos. What does that mean? Zokt Moshe Rabbeinu Da, you know what it means? It means Skila. So the Eibusher wasn't answering his question, so to speak, that Taka your tzad to give Skila is correct because it's for Hesia. But rather the Eibusher was saying that you're correct in giving Skila, because that's what I meant with this pasuk all along. I think a gewaldig teretz creates kasha. Not so simple to say a geschmack a gewaldig teretz creates a kasha. There is over here as well, and it's an inyan b'fnei atzmei, which I don't even want to go into a part of it, but really it's something which can be delved into much more than we're going to talk about right now. And that is that there's one of the most famous marshals in Shas, where the marshal says, a gewaltig chiddush ben negeya this. Marsha brings a medrash that the Mekayshish was Slavchat, and he was Mechavin L'Shem Shemayim when he went and was Mekayshish Eitzim. He wasn't Stam Rasha. And he brings Atag Mienison and the Parsha. Come government Vesi Sesha Urb Vesi Asif Amar Bamemra Azova Etlesh Kisin. He'll go and do this Malacha. Ameshabina Yit Fala Alpha Min Kalam Hashem Vyodin. You see Bechain Ishtamadok Nosra Basisro. So, Bashir wanted to know what the din is. So you go kill yourself for that. Zakhna Mashal Vaitim. Pashta ben Yosef in Snatzel Bezev Abur Avim Vamru Kimoishat Lo Yadat Vezim Misa Gam Zahya Kavanosi Kne Lichieda Izim Misa Dan Mechal Shabbos. So he punches it from Mitzvah Nefesh. Frecht developed a kasha in this test, in this Targum Yenison. V'yeshol b'zev Targum Yenison. Hey, chota b'isr Shabbos, because they laid the raisin Misa, done Mechal Shabbos. Because you want to find out what Misa you're going to be Mechal Shabbos? It's illogical. Zachte Marsha, gewalde gechiddish. Kivan lo hayitzarach l'malacha zu elay d'vezim misa habile malacha shen tzricha l'gufa. This is called malacha shen tzricha l'gufa. K'mechay p'guma bein tzarach el afra. If you dig a hole, it has to be for binyan. If you did it for the dirt, you're not chayv d'yaraisin. Shupater. So why did they take a kill? Me who's talking my show. Who vaday chayv misa b'din yodim shayyodahu edim shisru boy shosol dazeh? Edim didn't know that. He said, yeah, I want to be Mechal Shabbos. The Einon Elad Dvarim Shabalev. Right? V'don noise of the misa p'yedis came. Zakhtar Marsha was a mokshan tzichluv. And then he goes on to say, in fact, that to show that Tzofra was a tzaddik, the Yishlaim Ranami, Dr. Marsha, that the Medrash says that the Shem Shemaim is Chav Mishayim and Kim Shengz Alayim Shalikonis Eretz Yisrael Eretz Lel Eretz Mimayis Malgim Shubin Chav B'mitzvus Amad V'chilo Shabbos Yishihar V'yiru Acher. So the Mashal wants to put this together with the Medrash that says the Yidden thought, okay, we're going to have to keep the Torah anymore. Right? So he went to, because we're not getting the Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have to keep the Torah. So Mechash said, no, Medafit in the Torah. And Memele, he did it. So the Gevaldi Chiddushes Marsha is, when they asked him, do you want to do this Melachah? He said, yes, it's Varim Shabalev, ain't it Varim? So the question is that really make it Melachstein Tzvicha Ligufa. His kavana was to get himself killed in order to find out the din, in order to check out people that mitzvahs still count after Tichat Meraglim. But the question is, in Shemayim, if Bez knew, did not know that he was Mechav Hashem Shemayim, and that he did not want to do the Malacha. And when they asked me, say, I want the Malacha Hashem Malacha, so if there aren't Shemayim and Dvarim, who said that becomes Malacha Hashem Tzvicha Ligufa? Just because you're Kavana. That's a Chiddush in Marsha, which deserves a separate Eon. But many years ago, I saw a fascinating Chiddush, which I thought was fascinating, from Rav Yosef Engel in the Gyani Ashas. The Gemara says in Chagige, on Daf Tetzvav, that when Acher went off the Derech, right? When he went off the Derech, the Gemara says that he went off, saw Zaina, and Gemara says that Nofak Acher Tarbisra. Achsha Zaina, he met a Zaina Tava Vamrala Lavalishim Abuyat. Alishim Abuyat is coming to a Zaina. Okar Pogam and Mishra Vashabbos. So he pulled up a flower or something for Shabbos to show he's a Machal Shabbos. Dr. Yosef Engel in the Gyani Ashas. One second. If he wasn't interested in being Mechal Shabbos, he just wanted to show her he's being Mechal Shabbos. Well, chayru, that means it was a Mokshan Tzvich Ligufa going to the Marsha. And Mamela, you see that for doing Eivor and Issa Drabbanan too, you can also be called Acher. That's what Yosef Engel wanted to bring Uriah. Many years ago on a Friday night, I said over this to the Bacher, I thought it was very interesting. And an hour later, Bacher comes running inside and says, I checked the Gemara, and it's no raya to the Marsha. It's not a raya in Lachshin Tzvich Ligufa that you become an Acher even in Rabban. Why? Because this was not a Lachshin Tzvich Ligufa. And I think he's right. Because the Gemara says like this, Okar Pulgam in Mishra B'Shabbos, V'yayivla, and he gave it to her. If he wants to show he's a Mechal Shabbos, just pick up a flower and throw it away. You see, I'm Mechal Shabbos. But if he wants, if he gives it to her, so then he wants to show him he's a Mechal Shabbos and give her a flower. Why did he say V'yayivla? Mela wouldn't be a raya that there's a Mechal Shabbos in Tzvich Ligufa because it was Tzvich Ligufa too, because he gave it to her. And Mamela, you wouldn't have a raya, then on the Rabbanon, you become an Acher also, when you do a Bameizid, because over here, this was not a Melacha Shein Tzvich Ligufa. Akutin Shabbos.